This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has taken the next legal step to try to prevent the Mesa County clerk from overseeing elections. Griswold's lawsuit argues that clerk Tina Peters compromised the county's voting system when she allegedly allowed someone to make copies of voting software, which were later shared online. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission has only days left to approve a new congressional map. If the commissioners can't agree on a single proposal, then a map drawn by nonpartisan staff with commission input will be submitted instead. CPR's Megan Verlee says it's clear that commissioners want to avoid that.
What you hear from them also is a real understanding that they are the first commission to do this. And if they don't get to that supermajority, I think they'll feel that they failed. They carry that weight on their shoulders, and I think it will play out a lot in these final discussions and how much people are potentially willing to compromise with each other, that they really want to be able to put their stamp on a map.
CPR's Megan Verlee. The commission has until Tuesday to agree on a new map. The state health department says masks and vaccines in schools have helped reduce the transmission of coronavirus in kids. The department compared case rates at 48 districts that started school in mid-August. It found infection rates began to rise a few days after school started, with rates rising higher in districts that did not require masks. Counties with lower vaccination rates among young people also had higher rates of infections. Places with high vaccination rates had fewer infections. This is CPR News and KRCC.